Okay, so as I said yesterday, I'm meeting with the equivalent of a mayor tomorrow. Now, this is still Monday for those of you on Twitch. You know that. So this meeting has already happened in the past. Here's what's happened. Well, it's a district. It's like a district mayor. The would-be governor is referred to as a mayor. It's mistranslation. So it's Chuzang, if you know Chinese. So now you know. Okay, so I'm supposed to meeting with him tomorrow because I have a friend, and I've explained to this friend the situation. Lahi's been coming to me, telling me what's been going on with local politics. And really, in so many ways, I mean, they didn't know that they built a skate park in front of the library. They thought they were building a plaza. Why did they get a whole bunch of skaters in front of their library? Because they don't understand skaters. If the people, the residents, had taken time, if the people who live there had taken time to understand skaters, they would have looked at that library plaza and they would have gone down there and told people long before anything was finished, you're building a skate park. We're going to get skaters all over the place, cracking their boards in the middle of the night. And we don't want that. Build something skaters don't want to skate on. But they didn't understand other people. So they had a problem. Now, were they happy? No. No one is happy when they have a problem that they created by not listening or asking questions. They're all, it's your fault. Wait a minute. Whoa, hold on. I loved The Chosen. I believe it was episode 3. Jesus looks at the children and he says, go. He says, do what is good, especially that you make peace. If you cannot make peace, you fail. So, Lahi and I are going to go to Chuzang, the equivalent of a township clerk, mayor person. Well, not even township clerk. It's kind of a higher level. It's a little bit of a famous thing. This would be comparable to meeting with the mayor of Grand Rapids, Michigan, as far as the number of people who've gone into his election. I'm in Tainan City. It's the size of a county. They call it a city. The word's translated strangely, but we're talking the population of Michigan. Are we talking that? No, not Michigan, Chicago. 6 million? Yeah, and he's like, okay, so this is a district, we're talking maybe closer to the size of Grand Rapids. I explained what's happened to this lady, and I said, they want to, you know, because there's this one spot right next to a train station, and they want to attract business to that area, and they can't figure it out, and they poured money into it, and they've tried to arrange things this way and that, and they can't get anything to work. And I went and looked at this place, and I'm like, this is beautiful terrain for a skate park. Just put a skate park here. Build it correctly. Manage it correctly. And so I kind of explained the situation, and this lady redacted everything, made some phone calls, and we're meeting with the would-be, the mayor equivalent tomorrow. Lahi, this high school kid who plays hooky more than he attends. Not because he doesn't care, just, you know, comes from a broken family and he knows he's effed up, but I'll tell you what, the kid's brilliant and awesome in so many ways, and loves Jesus, doesn't care too much for rules that aren't in the Bible, and wants to make a difference in the world, always learning. And the reason he's meeting with the would-be mayor equivalent tomorrow is because he's an awesome skater. He doesn't just waste his life. And so he wins local competitions. And so, well, see, now the actual mayor of the city next door, Kaohsiung, that'd be more like meeting with the mayor of New York. They asked me to sit next to him when he visited a competition a few weeks ago. They were there. Would you please sit next to the mayor? It was for a photo op. I put my arm around him, let him know that he's loved. And so I don't know. There's a name. So my face is out there. Oh, the American, he sits with mayor. So I'm going to be talking to this guy. He's probably going to want some picture with me. The guy that got, I get to have a picture with him. No, I'll do a photo with him. I'll do a photo with him, but I'll spread it around. But it's not because I'm chasing photos. It's because since I announced this on Instagram, the local skaters are like, are you serious? You're actually meeting with the district mayor so that to about building a new park? Like, this is happening? I'm like, yeah, this is happening. Like, yesterday you put out a poll, 79% of the people said, yeah, we want a skate park there. The others kind of weren't sure what I was even talking about, so they voted against it. Lahey's one of the people that voted against the park that he's going to go lobby for tomorrow. Because he's like, that's so far away. I'm like, yeah. No, here's what I'm going to tell Lahey. He's going to go in there and be like, I voted against this. How can I be in favor of it? I'm like, tell him why you voted against it. Because it's so far away from everything else. So they've got to make it super awesome. You didn't understand, but you know, your immediate reaction was it's too far away. And so they've got to make this one awesome park. And I'll tell you what, if the kid, one of the few people that voted against it, goes in there to lobby for it, that's going to turn heads. You know, this is so important. So many times we see something that looks like a failure and actually it's an opportunity. And we miss it because it wasn't what we were expecting. Lahey voting against the skate park that I'm trying to get him to go help lobby for as the local skateboard celebrity, that's a good thing. And if you're someone that just sits and cries over your spilt milk and whines every time something happens, you're not going to see those things and you're going to have failure after failure in life, even though God gives you layup after layup. Did you hear what I'm saying? All right. So that's happening. There will be some keys. I will tell them you need important things. You need soundproofing so residents don't get bothered. You need to have a roof to protect it from sun and rain so it can stay open. It'll attract people. And it'll also protect the park itself so that it doesn't get old and become deteriorated from weather like the one in the city next door did. The new mayor is upset about that now, but you know. The old city government put all this skate light out there and let the typhoons destroy it. Skate light is the recycled milk jug plastic that they put on the ramps for skate parks. So no, but you've got to have the right floor. You can't pour concrete for a skate park. It's got to be stone or it's got to be this super smooth polished stuff so that the skateboards work well and you can slide properly and you don't grind your board up after a month. It'll last so much longer. There's a proper way to build things. And if they build it with the things that matter, if they don't have a bunch of non-skaters going and making decisions, but they say every design aspect of this park must be one within budget and two approved of by a local skater who has placed in competitions. And if they have that policy, that system for government, then it works. And I was discussing that with the kids yesterday. They're like, well, why don't you just go ask this one 40-year-old who's everybody's friend, including mine. Why don't you just go ask him? And I'm like, no, because government needs a system. They got to say, how do they know who to ask? Ask the kids that place. Now, the kids who place are all going to ask their 40-year-old friend. That's how they work. But that will work itself out. Ask the kids who place. Well, of course he's going to talk to his 40-year-old friend or he's not going to learn how to get good enough to place. That's how to look at fruit. That's how to look at what works. And that brings me to something I've been wanting to talk about. You know what? I'm going to talk about what works. See, this is the thing. You know that you're doing a good job if it works. If you build a library and people start skating in front of it and that's not what you wanted, you're wrong about something, not other people. You are, even though you don't know it. And you've got to believe that you're wrong when you don't have any evidence other than the results. The results are your biggest evidence that you're right or wrong about something. That's Jesus' teaching. Know them by their fruit. And I'm saying, including yourself. If we cross-reference that with Jesus' sermon to pluck the log. All right, no, so I'm gonna elaborate on that tomorrow. See you then.